Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The arrogance of Trump must be answered by re-establishing the second Rashidun Caliphate. Translated. Once again, Donald Trump has assumed an arrogant and threatening posture towards the Afghan government and the Muslims, declaring, quote, "If Afghanistan does not give Bagram Air Base back to those that built it, the United States of America, bad things are going to happen," end quote. The media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Wilaya Afghanistan, condemns Trump's remarks in the strongest possible terms. It regards any deal on this matter as a betrayal of Islam, of jihad, and of the cause of the martyrs, and warns that any renewed American presence, whatever name it takes, would turn Afghanistan into a battleground for competing great and colonial powers. Trump's remarks can be read as an attempt to pressure the Afghan authorities to extract political, economic, or security concessions, or as a threat directed at regional states. What is clear, however, is his imperialist occupiers' mentality towards Afghanistan. Bagram Air Base, once a station of tens of thousands of U.S. troops and a symbol of American power in the region, was evacuated following America's defeat in the Afghan War. The U.S. withdrawal from Bagram was not merely the end of a military presence. It was also a sign of decline of American power and influence regionally and globally, a defeat that now gnaws at Trump. Meanwhile, certain domestic and foreign figures are attempting, through engagement and political pressure, to alter some of the Islamic standards of the rulers and induce them to concede, compromise, or strike deals on this issue. Those who imagine that closer engagement with the U.S. or even a military return would benefit Afghanistan are gravely mistaken. This is the same deception that led treacherous Arab rulers into accommodation with America, and the same reasoning the Republican rulers offered, a logic that yielded nothing but humiliation, flight, collapse, and a distancing from Islam. Islamic lands belong to Muslims, and only Islamic law, Sharia, has the legitimate authority to decide their fate. America, a belligerent state, stands not only in ideological and political opposition, but in military hostility towards the Muslim Ummah and, indeed, towards humanity. The United States has openly supported the genocide in Gaza carried out by the Zionist regime and is now preparing an arms sale to quote-unquote Israel worth $6.4 billion U.S. dollars so that more Muslims will be killed, displaced, and starved. What response does Islam offer to such arrogant oppressors other than jihad and armed struggle? The rulers of Afghanistan should understand that this ibtila, trial, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to separate the grateful from the ungrateful. They must work to keep the spirit of Islam, steadfastness, and jihad alive in society in a systematic way. They must beware of the humiliation and the love of this world for themselves and for the community. As the Prophet ﷺ said when he was asked, "What is the weakness?" وَمَا الْوَهْنُ قَالْ حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمَوْتِ. He replied, "Love of the world and the aversion to death." These qualities make the enemy stop fearing the Muslims. Although Trump threatens and seeks to frighten the ruling system with consequences, we must remember that Satan also whispers and spreads fear about the consequences of certain deeds. We must not let the satanic, arrogant utterances fill our hearts with fear or drive us to yield. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
إنما ذلكم الشيطان يخوف أولياءه فلا تخافوهم وخافون إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Indeed, that is only Satan who frightens his allies. So do not fear them, but fear me if you are believers. Surah Ali Imran, ayah 175. Remember, as long as we remain confined within the framework of the modern nation state and its current political criteria, our spirit of jihad will weaken. In seeking rapprochement in the international order, we risk repeating the history of colonialism in Afghanistan. The enemies persistently use deceit, stratagem, and planning to weaken Muslims. Therefore, until we create a political pole centered in Islam and the Muslim Ummah, And until we re-establish the rightly guided caliphate, Khilafah al-Rashida, the enemy will continue to brazenly threaten us and speak of occupying our lands. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Afghanistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.